Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is cool and calm. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing clear skies, while Haifa has a gentle breeze coming in from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports Israel now controls up to 70% of Gaza, according to the Security Cabinet earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel says the U.S. launched fresh strikes on Iran earlier today. The IRGC has threatened to block Mideast energy exports. Also this hour, JNS reports Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned Iran against attacking Israel, stating any conflict will not be a replay of past events. Separately, Ynet reports the IDF has destroyed a Hezbollah stronghold, where missiles were found aimed at Israeli border communities. And finally, I-24 News reports Iraq has reportedly placed Hezbollah on its banking sanctions list. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Iranian Press TV claims to have shot down an American Lucas drone near Bandar Abbas. Belaz News reports that the Israeli Air Force carried out strikes in southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah positions. Middle East 24 reveals that the Iranian regime executed Mohammad Amini Dehagani today, following what is described as a sham trial for protest-related activities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's control of Gaza, the Security Cabinet was informed earlier today that the IDF has extended its control to 70% of the Gaza Strip, surpassing the area outlined in the hostage release deal. The Jerusalem Post notes this expansion is part of an intensified offensive. This could have significant implications for the ongoing negotiations and humanitarian efforts in the region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. targeted Iranian capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows threats from Iran's IRGC to disrupt energy exports in the Middle East. These developments could impact global oil markets and escalate regional tensions further. Meanwhile, in a direct message to Tehran, JNS highlights Prime Minister Netanyahu's warning against any Iranian aggression towards Israel. He emphasized that any attack would be met with a powerful response distinct from previous conflicts. This statement underlines the heightened alertness and readiness of Israel's defense forces. Separately, the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon targeted Hezbollah's military infrastructure, as reported by Ynet. Israeli forces discovered missiles aimed at border communities, neutralizing a significant threat. This strike follows heightened tensions in the region and underscores Israel's commitment to safeguarding its northern front. And finally, Iraq's decision to sanction Hezbollah, reported by I-24 News, marks a significant shift in regional alliances. These sanctions could weaken Hezbollah's financial resources and disrupt their operations across the Middle East. Now, turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the Finance Committee is set to approve an additional 117 million shekels for Struck. The opposition has criticized this move, calling it a continued plunder by the coalition. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that 130,000 Israelis will receive money from the state tomorrow. This first installment comes from the tax authority, with more to follow under specific criteria. And finally, CTEC reports that investors today are not forced to choose between profitability or growth. Daniel Ardon Baratz from Red Dot Capital notes that AI innovations have reshaped investment criteria, offering new opportunities for efficiency. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.